With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. The candidates for Montana's two contested seats in Congress this year and their supporters spent more than $76 million over the last 2 years in their election campaigns. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The U.S. Senate race between Democrat John Tester and Republican Matt Rosendale brought in most of that money, making it the most expensive election contest in state history.
The amount of money being spent on the races is going up.
Brendan Glavin is with the Campaign Finance Institute based in Washington, D.C. He says nationwide there's a general upward trend in how much candidates are spending to get elected. However, Glavin says the real increase in spending is coming from outside groups that can spend and raise unlimited money to support or oppose candidates, some of which can do so without disclosing where that money comes from. He says that's the result of the 2010 Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's where we've really seen large increases in spending.
The two frontrunners in the U.S. Senate race in Montana and outside groups for and against them spent a total of around $68 million. According to finance reports published Thursday, Tester's campaign expenses added up to more than $20 million. That means Tester spent almost $80 for every vote he received on Election Day. Tester won his third term in the U.S. Senate by just over 3 points while outspending his Republican opponent at a 4-to-1 clip. Rosendale, the current state commissioner of securities and insurance, spent just over $5 million in his campaign, equaling about $22 for every vote cast in his favor. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, outside political groups spent another $42 million on the race. That bought ads like this one from the National Republican Senatorial Committee PAC.
John Tester's got to go.
What John Tester did to this man is a disgrace.
Far more outside money was spent to oppose candidates than to support them. A lot of it on ads like this one from the group Majority Forward, which spent money on behalf of Tester to attack Rosendale.
Rosendale's taken big money from the insurance industry he's supposed to regulate, secretly worked with them to raise health insurance rates.
The race for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House was less high profile, but still brought in millions in spending. Republican Greg Gianforte spent over $4.5 million in his win over Democrat Kathleen Williams. Gianforte won his first full term in the House by about 5 points. Williams spent over $3 million in Democrats' attempt to gain the congressional seat that's evaded them for more than 2 decades. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.